on the screen is just look back briefly and look forward briefly and celebrate our life together, because there is so much to celebrate. I'll be more on at the annual church meeting of looking back and looking forward. But I'm conscious that I know more than anyone else about the amazing things that go on here, and the PCC know more than most of us. So I want to just share a few bits of good news, exciting news, great things that have happened and brought us to this point before the year gets too old. So apologies for those who can't see the screens, but it's only some pictures. So if you look back on 2016, certainly for me, it was the year of the scaffolding. And I don't know if you all were aware of what was going on behind the scaffolding or above the scaffolding, but we had two sets of work going on at the same time, work that our architect has said needed doing 10 years ago, and then said again 5 years ago, you haven't done it, have you? And the two sets of work involved firstly repairing stonework that had cracked, that had been badly repaired in the past, roof tiles that had been loosened in the great storm of 1987 that still hadn't been fixed, all that sort of stuff. So stonework and roofing work, partly because the stonework repairs, putting all that scaffolding up, broke an awful lot of roof tiles. So 800 roof tiles were replaced. But all of that has been done. All of that cost over £100,000. And it is wonderful and amazing and remarkable that at the PCC meeting, Derek Strathern, our wonderful and amazing treasurer, reported to us that we ended the year, as you can see here, this is, I should say, the pre-audit draft. Derek would want me to say this has not yet been audited, but we ended the year with a surplus of £670. And that is astonishing. And the reason we did that is threefold. Firstly, because we knew this work needed to be done, and so we've been putting money away for the last 3 years to pay for it. But secondly, because of your amazing generosity, particularly in November and December, a whole series of one-off gifts came in, which helped us to reach that break-even point. So thank you to all of you who give week by week, month by month, year by year, sacrificially and generously, and have increased your giving as time has gone by, because our bills naturally increase. So a huge thank you to all of you who give. But thirdly, we believe as a PCC that it's very much thanks to God and his faithfulness. That's why I particularly want to start our singing with, "Great is your faithfulness, O God our Father." We are so grateful to him for his faithfulness to us. So that's a huge reason to celebrate. And I was just preparing this talk for today when an envelope came through the door from Dave Merwell, and it was a check for £5,000 in memory of Sue, who Heather and I had both already been thinking about her this week, because always think about her at the big breakfast. And she was such a key part of our church for so many years. She died in September. I miss her. We will continue to miss her. But I give thanks both for her life and the wonderful contribution she made to this church, but also for that generosity in her memory. I look back over 2016, and I want to celebrate our new staff members. You saw them making fools of themselves on the stage. Sam and Jen have been with us for some months now. They've already made their mark. They're making a difference. We are so grateful to them for being here. And again, we're so grateful to God for bringing them to us and enabling them to play their part in our community. Sam is here with us for a school year. He finishes his time here in the beginning of the summer, because that's when the intern year finishes. Jen is with us for longer. Hooray. Those of you at the 9 o'clock congregation last week had the privilege of hearing Leslie Bell preach her first sermon. And if you haven't met Leslie yet, Leslie's now very much part of St. Paul. She is a licensed lay reader, which means she has a license to thrill by preaching. And she joined us last summer, having come from St. George's Church, and you will see more of her in our preaching team in the weeks and months to come. So she's preached her 9 o'clock sermon. She's got one booked for 10:30 and 6:30 to give you all the chance to meet her. And if you missed it, her sermon is on the web, as the picture shows on the screen. You can see it on our website. So I give great thanks to God for these new developments in our life and the new people who have joined us and the new members of staff that we've got. I say boo to the fact that Stu Plum will be leaving us soon, but not yet. He was in the Church Times this week, apparently. I haven't seen it because I don't read the Church Times, but someone posted it on Facebook. He is moving to be the vicar of St. Miletus, and he's already started, as you may have seen from the news sheet going across, take occasional services there because they are very short-staffed and they are struggling, so we're helping them out by offering him once a month. But his final Sunday, when he will be with us for the last time, is Sunday the 16th of April. And this Wednesday is the last time he'll be leading St. Paul's Night, because in March it's the Ash Wednesday Communion Service, and in April it's Holiday Club in the middle of Holiday Club. So Wednesday evening, do come, 7:30 refreshments, meeting at 8 o'clock with time for listening to God, some worship, some space, some quiet. That's Wednesday evening. But then on Palm Sunday, the 9th of April, that is the Plums farewell lunch. We can't do that on Easter Sunday. It's not going to work. So do make sure you put it in your diary. I know it's in the school holidays. You'll be thinking, oh, we'll go away. No, don't go away that weekend. Make sure you're here for the Plums farewell lunch. And I've put on the screen that picture from 2014 where Hannah is a dot. You think, really? Has she grown that much? Yes, she has. Amazing. But they're still here. They haven't gone yet. They're sitting just behind me. And so I continue to be thankful and to celebrate all that they are and all that they bring to us, and hope and pray that you are doing too. Then finally, on your tables in your news sheet is the Mission Action Plan. Now, if you haven't yet learned what a Mission Action Plan is, basically each year we say, where do we want to focus our reaching out into community? How do we feel God is leading us to look outwards with his love? And we focused on four things: rainbows, evergreens, the school, and fruitfulness on the front line. And on your table, on your news sheet, you've got a page which says, what did we achieve? What's been accomplished? And it's great good news. Lots of things have been achieved. And just this past week, I was reflecting on this. In 2 weeks, on Tuesday week, it's the Rainbows Extra. First time we've done this extra one. We've already had Lizzie and her team have already moved into Noah, moving away from just Christmas and Easter. And now there's yet another Rainbows Extra, bridging that gap between the Rainbows parent and toddler group, carer and toddler group, and the church. We moved the PCC breakfast a couple of times that we'd planned, because Dads Do Rainbows has grown so much that we need to let them have time to set up, because they now set up in the whole church. Rainbows has grown in those ways, and it's exciting to see that happen. Read the report and learn more. We had a PCC report from the Evergreens, a little bit of news back from them this week, that the Evergreens group has grown over the last year. There are more people on the books. There are more people coming month by month. And they're reaching or planning to reach more new people through offering different kinds of activities. So if you're over 60 or you know someone over 60, do take one of the programs and come along to Evergreens. But read the exciting things that are happening in your report. And then thirdly, one that I know a bit more about because I'm very involved there, the school. Just this last week, some new things. This week, we've appointed a new foundation governor, a member of Christchurch New Malden, who's going to be joining our governing body team. On the screen or down Prince's Road, if you haven't seen it yet, the Daphne Gibbs building. Have you seen it? Yeah, a cheer, absolutely. Because the school recognised the amazing work that Daphne has done in supporting the school as chair of governors, as a member of our church, getting involved in the school. Thirdly, on the sheet on your tables, there's a figure that I put there for how much the school raised for HHA, our partner, mission partner, Hope Health Action. That's an incorrect figure, because that's the figure that was given in the first term. The overall figure for the year, the school gave £5,300 to HHA. That's amazing. And that's by the children doing some fundraising events and sponsored events and parents giving at services and school concerts and the like. And that's all because of our relationship with HHA and the school saying, we want to get involved with what you're doing. Just this week, I asked Stu what he was doing. He said he was going on the trip to Beaglesford. And I'm reminded of the fact that the school said, we can't do these anymore. We can't take the children to Beatlesford School and the benefit that will be for both parties because we haven't got enough volunteers to walk down with them. Thanks to Nova, who's here this morning, getting that off the ground. That's continuing, and the Year 6 children get that opportunity because of people in the church who are going down to walk with the children. Thank you for doing that. Now, I was just chatting to a former member of the PCC who a few years back, about 5 or 6 years back, said to me, the thing is, Simon, all this talk of the school, it's actually you, the vicar, who are involved in the school, not the rest of us, really. And at the time, he was right. But all of those things I've just mentioned are not me. They're things that the community of the church is doing involved in the school. That is fantastic. That's what we've achieved. That's what we want to continue to achieve. That's on your sheet. So in 2017, and you also have our mission action plan for 2017, we plan to continue to develop those relationships with Evergreens, with the school, with Rainbows. And you can see the opportunities that you might have to get involved in those things too. But instead of fruitfulness on the front line, which we focused on for a year, we're focusing on something called Eco Church. That's a new initiative that's come out of a number of our mission partners, Clotia Fund, and another charity called Arosha, and Christian Aid, and the Church of England is very strongly supporting it. And it's saying, as a church, we might look at how we can reduce our carbon footprint, how we can make our building more efficient and effective, and waste less energy, recycle more. But actually, we want to do that as a whole church community, as a whole congregation and the people we come into contact with, because God has made us stewards of this planet and we've not been treating it terribly well. So it's a challenge to ourselves, all of us together, and the contacts and relationships that we have to think, how can we be better stewards of this planet? How can we reduce our carbon footprint? And the need is all the greater as America is apparently not going to try and do that anymore. So that's part of our mission. You can read all about it at your leisure. Do take one of the new sheets away or download one from your, if you're on the list to receive it by email. And we hope and pray that you will get involved this year with the PCC to make a difference, reaching out with the good news of Jesus. And so I look forward to having celebrated what has been, to celebrating over this next year, another year of what I see as our DNA, discipleship, outreach, and fun. And I just loved Jen Burtonshaw's comment when she came back from Christmas, the Christmas break. She said, oh, I loved Christmas at St. Paul's. It's the most joyful Christmas I've ever celebrated. This is such a joyful church. And at that point, she hadn't even experienced the big breakfast. So I trust and I pray that this year ahead will be for you too, for us too, in our life together, a year of celebration, a year of joy, a year of fun, as well as a year of growing in our relationship with God in discipleship, as well as a year of reaching out into our community, using our Mission Action Plan as a springboard to reach out with the love of Jesus. And I want to give us now the opportunity to recommit ourselves to God. And if you're a member of this church, to the way in which we celebrate him and serve him here, using the words, if you can't see the screen, they're in the In Focus panel of your news sheet, as some of you bright people have already worked out and got there before me. So, would you please stand? It makes it a bit more serious and solemn, if you can. So, if you're willing to, and if you're a regular member, will you join in these words with me together? I commit myself to God and to the other members of St. Paul's. I will play my part in the life of this church by my attendance, by my attitudes to others, by my prayers. I will seek to bring in the kingdom of God by caring for God's creation, by sharing Jesus' love, by being open to the Spirit. I will contribute to the ministry of this church by invitation and welcome, with my gifts and talents, through my regular giving. All this I can only do by the grace of God, with the help of Christ, and in the power of the Spirit. Amen. And we're going to sing together our final, we'll stay standing to sing our final hymn as we look forward to this year with God together. Be thou my vision, Lord of my heart. Be all else but naught to me, save that thou art.